Let's compose our mind, develop the sadha virya, then mindfully we shall commence the physical puja. Namo Bhinsu Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Bhinsu Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Bhinsu Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Guan Siyin Pusa. Namo Guan Siyin Pusa. Namo Guan Siyin Pusa. Namo Ami Tho Pho, Namo Ami Tho Pho, Namo Ami Tho Pho, Namo Mi Lo Pho, Namo Mi Lo Pho, Namo Mi Lo Pho, Namo Yao Si Pho, Namo Yao Si Pho, Namo Yao Si Pho, Namo Bhusyen Bhusa, Namo Bhusyen Bhusa, Namo Bhusyen Bhusa, Namo Dizang Wang Bhusa, Namo Dizang Wang Bhusa, Namo Dizang Wang Bhusa, Namo Pho Bhusa, Namo Pho Bhusa, Namo Pho Bhusa, Arahang Sammasambuddho Bhagava. Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sauka Sango Sanghang Namami. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami. Tetiampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Tetiampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Tetiampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tetiampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Tetiampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Panati Patha Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Adinadana Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Musavada Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Okay, you all can visit that. Page 3 of our chanting book. We will continue from Padipa Puja onwards. Ganna sarapa ditena ditena tamadang sina diloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang ganda sambara yutena Dukkhenaham sukham hina pujayae pujaniyam tam puja bhajana muddhamam vanna khanda gunopetam etam kasuma santatim Pujayami Munindasa Siripada Sarorohe Pujemi Buddhang Kesumenanena Punnena Mentena Cehotu Mokang Pupang Milayati Yata Idang Me Kayo Tatayati Binasabawang Adivasetu no bante paniyang parikapitang dukampang upadaya patigan hatumutaman Adivasetu no bante pale parikapitang anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutemang Adivasetu no bante Bojanang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutemang Now we shall chant the puja aspiration. Based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of lights to the Buddha brings forth causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise a needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance state. Significance of water, offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses of the fires of all defilements within our mind. Excuse me. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense. Which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana, making our overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until the balas or powers. Sharing and transfer of merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect, Triple J. Down, Pujay. Naman, Pujay. Sangham Jain. Okay, you can be seated. So just relax body and mind, maintain some form of attentiveness, then we shall start our half an hour of awareness-based meditation. We will off the light so that you can have your half an hour of awareness-based meditation. Yeah? Awareness-based meditation is very simple when you understand it. Its sole intent and purpose is to develop the stability of inner awareness within our nature. The moment we are without thought, we are already aware. So, technically or basically, you don't have to do anything. You just have to relax. Maintain awareness means maintain some form of attentiveness or alertness. Just aware. Whatever arises from the six sense basis, aware. Because our basis of life is to develop this awareness within. That's how we know the world. That's how we interact with the world. Without the senses, we cannot develop awareness. That's why, because of our senses, we can become aware of what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we tactile, feel, and think. And from this sense to our consciousness, we know the world. We interact with the world. We communicate with the world. And that's the basis of life. Going through experiences, living life via our mundane thought, consciousness, and thinking. So the purpose of meditation is to reverse all this thinking so that the thought process stops. Then, through that training, you can realize your true mind, which is before the perception, the knowing, or the arising of thought. That primordial mind or true mind before the stirring, the reaction, before the movement. And that is wisdom. When you can see that clearly, then you can understand clearly the essential Dhamma is taught by the Buddha. Why do you say our mind is the foreign of all things? Mind is she. When mind arises, all things arise. Because that mundane thinking mind or the thought process is psychological thinking. So when psychological thinking arises, psychological time arises. That's why we create through that psychological thought process. We created time, past, present, and future. And out of the three, two of them are illusionary time, not reality. They are concept of time created by the mundane thought process, the thinking. They are concept, idea, words, etc. So this movement is very important. Understanding this movement can give rise to wisdom and allow us to develop the clear understanding of who we are, what we are, and how our form and mind function. And as a human being, how through the form and mind we manifest and created existence, life, all of this so-called living. And from all this understanding, we start to develop self-knowledge. We start to see clearly how without wisdom and understanding we get entangled. How that Sakkayadity, our delusion, believing that this so-called human being of ours, or the five aggregates of form and mind, they are a permanent unchanging entity where we can cling on to, grasp onto, and hold on to and say, this is me, this is I, therefore all these are I. That is the greatest Sakkayadity or self-delusion. When you cling on to that deludedly, you create the egoic mind. The egoic mind, which is the personality within, will develop the selfishness to own things, to possess things, to control things, to become violent, emotional, angry, fearful. It all started with the ego. Then all your like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, all of your thought activity, they give rise to all the various concept, ideology, views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, even all of the mind state that you experience. You accumulated them, you cling onto them, including all your phobia, insecurity, fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, deep resentment, intense fear. So all these are the movement within our mundane activity, thinking and emotion. You have to understand them, how they arise and how they come to pass, how without wisdom you continue to hold, grasp, cling and give meaning. That's how you get yourself entangled, afflicted. If you just let things be, the mundane thinking will slow down. Then it will come to an end. Like what Ye Krishnamurti came to know. Is it the very flowering of the emotion or the thought process? Is the very ending of the emotion? It can be fear, anger, hatred, or whatever emotion, even insecurity. Silence your mind and stay with it. And see it dissipating without any more delusion, deluded thought energy. It cannot move. In the midst of our pure awareness, it will cease to be. And to develop this inner awareness, to stabilize it, is to have this understanding. That's why the four support, they are very important. When you develop them, it will bring about the inner awareness and it will stabilize your inner awareness. That's why we call it the four support to develop the inner awareness, nature's movement and transformation. First support is to relax body and mind completely. Whatever arises, relax into it. And second support is silent everything. Maintain awareness. Just an alertness or awareness. Just whatever arises, away. Then the third support is to stabilize this inner awareness. Continue with the second support until it becomes very stable. Then when your inner awareness is very stable, all your thought process will slow down and cease. Then you can, through that process, understand that you have two minds. Ability to realize that silent mind, your inner awareness nature, that true mind is very important. So you just stay there, maintain awareness. Whatever arises, away, finish. Or away, silent. No need to know. Don't try to do, don't try to know. Because the doing and the knowing is always by the thought. When thought is active, you cannot be aware. Then for those who have stabilized their inner awareness nature, You can move on to the fourth support. To do the fourth support, you must have a very stable inner awareness developed. Then when you develop it, the inner awareness will stay at the heart area. It will fall to the heart area. Then you just silence everything and stay there. Whatever arise, away. Whatever arise, away. Don't try to do anything. The fourth support is trust. TRUST. Trust your inner nature to do the meditative movement. So when you stay away at the heart area, just relax into it, maintain awareness. Then let it move. Whatever you are able to detect, even your whatever vibration within your heart area, or even your heartbeat, the initial very gross pounding, just relax into it and silence everything and maintain awareness. Allow the awareness and the heartbeat or the vibration to move as one without thought, without interference, nothing. Just away, away. Then let it transform. And sooner or later, from the gross pounding, it will become more and more refined, more and more subtle, more and more quiet, more and more peaceful. Then just let it be. And as it develops the stability, it will move on itself. And the fourth support, if you can stabilize it and develop it until very, very quiet, very still, you will experience tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, silent mind. And for the first time in your life, you realize you have two minds. That is the beginning of wisdom, understanding. Then with that mind, you silence everything to see things as they are, to see truth, to see reality, to insight into phenomena, to develop all the understanding of the Buddha's teaching. That's why awareness-based meditation is very powerful. Then later on, when it stabilizes, when you are able to be in that state of complete silence without thought, tranquility and stillness, it will detect the gateway to your nature on its own. Be patient. It will happen. When it happens, you will understand. There is a lot of beautiful, very subtle movement. Then there are movement of energy, whatever that you have developed externally, it will melt inside through the gateway to become your inner energy to transform your nature within. So that's the understanding. Okay, I'll let you all develop the training yourself. Then I will set the alarm now, 30 minutes. Okay, you all can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed. Stabilize it for as long as you can. These are the mind state you use to live your daily life and develop the continuity of daily mindfulness. Mindfulness of all action or movement in the present moment, including whatever minor movement like blinking your eye, turning, stretching, movement, all the activity, every part of your physical body, and whatever you come to perceive within nature, the movement, that pure awareness nature, specific phenomena, the awareness and the phenomena move as one. Hearing also same, smell, taste, tactile, thought process, same. whether it's physical flow, mental flow, or nature's movement, you can develop the awareness. Okay, now we turn the basics of the chanting book. And we will do the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities and devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chiakawalisu Atra gacchantu devata saddhammang muni rajasa sunantu sakkamokkhadang dhamma sunan kalo ayang padanta dhamma sunan kalo ayang padanta Dhamma svanan kalo ayang badanta Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vijacarana sampanno sugato lokavido Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanang buddho bhagavati Suakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehi paseko opanayiko Pajatang veditabo vinuhiti Supatipanno bhagavato saukasango Ujupatipanno bhagavato saukasango Nyayapatipanno bhagavato saukasango Samichi patipanno bhagavato saukasango Yadidam chatari purisa yogani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato saukasango Ahuneyo pahuneyo dakkhineyo Anjali karaniyo anutarang punyang ketang lokasati sadu sadu sadu. Okay, you all can visit that. Now we shall continue from where we stop. The sutta is the wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta, Miao Fa Lian Hua Jing. We are following the Master Xuan Hua's commentary. We are at Volume 4, Chapter 3, A Parables. Okay. The sutta says that the Tathagata uses a similar approach. Although he has power and fearlessness, he does not use them. Commentary. It means Sakyamuni Buddha is just like the elders who gave away the great cards to his children Even though the Buddha has 10 kinds of wisdom, powers, and 4 kinds of fearlessness, he does not use them. The Buddha does not use his spiritual power and ultimate wisdom. Is it because the Buddha's treasure is ultimate wisdom and spiritual power so much that he is afraid of losing them when he uses them? No, that is not his reason. If he were to use them, living being would not understand what he was doing. So he first taught the expedient, the model, or expedient way, skillful means. Okay, I read again. Huh? So he first taught the expedient, the model, using the provisional teachings for the sake of the ultimate or supreme vehicle teaching. But in the Dharma Flower Assembly, he set aside the provisional to reveal the ultimate. The Buddha reveals the entirety of the Buddha Dharma to living beings so that they may all quickly realize Buddhahood. Then the next part is correlating the use of the card. So, subheading N1, correlating the suitability of the 3 cards, resonating with the children's predisposition, and correlating the praises of the 3 cards has been read. Then correlating the suiting of the children's wishes. Okay, next part of the sutta. How this correlating of suitability of the 3 cards resonate or resonating with the children's predisposition. Okay. So in this section, the sutta say, instead, he resort to wisdom and skillful means to rescue living being from the burning house of the 3 rhyme, teaching them the 3 vehicles. The vehicle of the Savaka or Sauhira, the Pachika Buddhas, and the Sammasambuddha. So look at the note 20. Eh? The Fa Hua Jing Ru Su. What is the Mandarin word? Is it Ru Su?
Ru Su.
Okay.
Fo Chen Zhe Ji Pu Ti Chen.
Yeah.
Chong Guo Er Er
Ming
Er.
Er Ming Er. Okay, I'll read the English. Fa Hua Jing Ru Si, Vesicle 3. Oh, Volume 3, they put as Vesicle 3 here. Okay, the Buddha vehicle is simply the Buddha or the Bodhisattva vehicle being named in terms of the realization. Okay, so we go back. Instead, he resort to wisdom and skillful means. So here, Sakyamuni Buddha uses the provisional for the sake of the ultimate by teaching only the expedient Dhamma, applying skillful means with wisdom. With wise skillful means, he teaches as the opportunity arises and teaches the Dhamma according to the person's attitude, like prescribing medicine for a specific illness. He teaches living being according to their potential. Among all the illness of living beings, greed, hatred, and delusion are the worst. These 3 poison, or the 3 evil roots of all evil, obscure our Dhamma body, thereby preventing us from understanding. That's why obstruct or obscure your Buddha nature or pure awareness nature. And because of that, your wisdom life, you cannot get to live it. Okay, next page. Being greedy means one can never get enough. The more, the better. One's greed is never satisfied. That's pretty serious. Some people are greedy day and night at all times, throughout the 6 periods of the day and night. They act all green. They never take a break from it. Actually, this greed, when you understand, as long as living being is not enlightened with sakkayadity, you always have that evil root within, no matter what you do. Because the ego, the personality, the selfishness all arise from that. As long as there's sakkayadity, greed is always there. Well, everything that you think or arise, you always measure for me or not for me, advantages to me or not advantages to me. Will it benefit me and my family or my company? Because you identify the ego manifests and create the greed, the selfishness. And this evil root is very powerful. It can lead to possessiveness, cunningness, and it can make you very not only cunning, very shrewd, very selfish, and full of what they call motive to seek advantages, benefits. You can see them in our society, in our present world. Everything is happening for a reason. And the reason is normally linked to selfishness, possessiveness, power, all this. Then the other evil root is emotion, anger, hatred, envy, jealousy. This evil root of anger might arise when things don't go your way, when you cannot get what you want, or when people oppose you, you become violent. You may feel so upset and frustrated that you cannot sleep at night. You might spend your night thinking of ways to get even, contorted with anger. Your face reveal your asura nature. You know what is asura? The demon face. Asura are beings that take that birth because of the evil root of anger. They are demon in character. You know, demon, very violent. So this evil root of anger, hatred, emotion, jealousy, everything. They are very prominent within the Asura realm. Or we call it the realm of the demons. Okay. How does that look? Xianhua asked. You scratch out your eyes, ears, nose and mouth together in the center of your face. Your contorted features are like the beak. Are like a big family, all united, increasing the force of your anger. You gather together to start a company. What kind of business do they plan to do? The business of beating up anyone who opposes them. You look like an asura when you refuse to talk to anyone and scowl with a stormy face. Seeing you, people run away and keep their distance. Everyone who sees you say, "Stay away from him. Don't set him up. This guy is like a ticking time bomb. He is a bomb looking for a place to explode." You, this human bomb, are more marvelous than a real atomic bomb. And this is the human side of Xianhua. How is that? The human bomb is alive, while an atomic bomb is inanimate and needs a human or a person to set it off. People have full control over themselves. They choose whether to detonate or not. However, if you explode, not only do you hurt yourself, you hurt others as well. So nowadays, our society call it suicide bombers. These are very common in recent years. How do you hurt yourself? Once your ignorance flare up, every bit of your self-discipline or wisdom you have accumulated go up in a blaze. So this part is, I think, the analogy that Master Shenhua used. Here, self-discipline does not equate to wisdom. Means your training, your so-called training, which is not wisdom yet. But wisdom, once arise, you cannot forget it on. You don't need to remember it on. So this part, I think, that word they use is not that proper. Goes up in a blaze. You can observe that those who lost their temple are incredibly ignorant. They were not foolish. They will not get angry. Which truly wise people. Oh, sorry. Which truly. The English is not correct. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I read wrongly. Which truly wise people. I think the word which is wrong. Does truly wise people ever had a temple? It should be does. Not wish. Does truly wise people ever have a temple? Because this anger, when you arise them to ignorance and delusion, it really condition you to be without the rational understanding. Because the emotion take over us. In Australia, they call it fly off the handle. You drive the car, the handle. They just have that word, fly off the handle. Then when you become emotional or full of anger and hatred, you really lock your head on. You simply do things. That's why in the spur of an anger, you can say words that are really, very negative, and can lead to a lot of misunderstanding and can cause a lot of conflict. Misunderstanding leading to sometimes unnecessary fight and other things. And it may also lead to violence. That violence can lead to killing or injury and death. Okay, next part. Just now I told you that your facial feature come together and form a great company when you get angry. I think you got the gist of what I said. Your eyes, ear, nose, and mouth comes together. It's not that they grow together, but that they converge, ready for battle, like full of anger, very fierce, very violent. They join force to form an alliance, expressing anger and hatred. This manifestation of anger and hatred is the appearance of an asura, a demon. If you see anyone fly into a rage, that person is an asura. Now, am I indulging in telling? Oh, sorry, in name calling? No, asura just like to get angry. They have no other talent. All day long, they express themselves by getting angry. Why do they get angry? They get angry because they are greedy. Without greed, they would have no reason to get angry. Why else do they get angry? They are deluded. Actually, that is the main one, delusion. I just told you that it intelligent or wise people will not lose their temper. Those who habitually get angry belongs to the Dharmarayana or the Asuras. That one is based on the ten dhammarayana. The three poisons of greed, hatred, and delusion are like a fire that consume our inherent wisdom, our dhamma body, and our merits and virtue. This internal bliss is the strongest fire imaginable. So sometimes they are called the three evils, roots of all evil. When they are around, they make you evil. That's why these three evil roots, greed, hatred, and delusion, indirectly, it caused your karmic downfall. So you had to root it down. Then not only that, in the sutta is also mentioned, they are also the three poison. They can poison you and kill you. It doesn't mean physically you will be dead. It means spiritually you are dead, like dead. It's just like the Buddha said, the heatness are as if dead. Without heatfulness, you are as if dead. So these three poisons, when you hold them, especially your hatred, your selfishness, your covetousness, your craving, your whatever grasping, clinging, attachment, possessiveness, they will kill you. Where they are poison, even your fear, your sakadidi, your worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, all this. These are negative mind state that can cause your immune system to actually go down. Then from there, you will be easily afflicted by all the traumatic diseases like cancer or sick. And once your cell starts to mutate, your immune system will go down. Then this negative energy, which is born of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, especially anger and fear, worry, anxiety, even selfishness, also craving, desire, covetousness. They are very strong emotion, very negative in their energy. There is no love, compassion, virtue, contentment. All these are not there. That's why their energy field are very negative. Okay, the Buddha uses the Tathagata's wisdom to teach expedient Dhammadao and knows what Dhamma to teach. When he meets any living beings, how does he do that? How does he do this? And it is said the Buddha expounded the Dhamma with a single voice, living being understanding it according to their individual ability. When the Buddha explained the Dhamma, human beings hear him and awaken to the principles of cultivating towards Buddhahood. Immortals hear him and bring forth the Bodhi resolve to cultivate and attain fruitions. When Bodhisattva, Arahats, Savaka, and Pacheka Buddha hear the Buddha explain the Dhamma, they also resolve upon Bodhi. Living beings in the nine Dhammarayana all resolve upon Bodhi when they hear the Buddha's teaching. Or the Buddha teaching the Dhamma. Nine Dhammarayana means the last one, the ten Dhammarayana is the Dhammarayana of the Buddhas, all Buddhas, past, present, and future. That's why the remaining nine Dhammarayana, they all resolve upon Bodhi. So here is how actually the sutta explain the expedient way and all the possibility of the Buddha's skillful means to teach. But the thing that you can understand is very important. Because the Buddha is perfect in wisdom and virtue, he has the ability to teach all living beings. That's why you look at the nine great virtue of the Buddha. He is the teacher of man and God. Means he can teach all. Then he is the guy, uncomparable. Means nobody can be better than him. That's why he is a very unique being. So when he teach, his Dhamma can lead living beings to resolve upon the Bodhi mind. And the Bodhi mind can be activated. And you will know how to develop the understanding to cultivate. And then you will develop the interest, the faith, and all this thing. And it's for all level. That's why all the nine Dhamma rhymes, you all can benefit from his teaching. Yeah. And he has this very unique, skillful means to guide living beings. No matter who you are, he has the understanding. He can look into your past and he can know your karmic obstruction and karmic past negativity. And he can instruct you accordingly. That's why the Sammasambuddha is very unique, very, very special. That's why he is not only enlightened, he is fully enlightened, perfect in wisdom and virtue. Okay, I read on that. That is known as the wisdom of skillful means. So here he said the Buddha explained the Dhamma with a single voice, but all living beings, regardless of their type or classification, can understand the wonders of it. That is known as the wisdom of skillful means. The Buddha teaches and transforms living beings through skillful means, use of wisdom. So basically, if you look at the Buddha Dhamma, especially the Theravada essential Dhamma, where he actually first taught, immediately after his enlightenment, underneath the Bodhi tree, after the 7 weeks, he walked towards the five ascetic. And the first teaching he thought was the first sermon, Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, mainly for the Four Noble Truths and its three turning. And that, to me, is the complete teaching, because that is the secret of life. When you understand the Four Noble Truths, you understand life, both mundane and supramundane. And when you understand life, you can live life. That's why it's so beautiful. Then life take a turn. Life become amazingly beautiful, wonderful. And you can really live life to the fullest. You can realize the pristine beauties and wonders of life as you live life with that type of understanding. That's why his skillful mean is to teach this initial teaching so that living being understand. But to really penetrate this Four Noble Truths and its three turning, you must penetrate the First Noble Truth final summary. Means why the Buddha say, in short, it is due to living being Sakkayatiti, self-delusion, that condition them to grasp at the five aggregates of form and mind that he called dukkha, which means the five grasping aggregate is dukkha. That's why in the second teaching, immediately after the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, the first sermon, he followed by Anattalakkhana Sutta, the teaching on anatta. Anatta means not a permanent unchanging entity, but most of them define it as non-self. Actually, the real meaning is not a permanent, unchanging entity that you can cling on to, grasp onto, and hold on to, and say, "This is me. This is I. Therefore, all this can be mine." Means you believe that this form and mind is a permanent, unchanging entity where you can hold on to, grasp onto, and say, "This is me. This is I. Therefore, all this I can own. I can have." And that is the greatest Sakkayatiti, self-delusion. And from there, all karmic negativity. Because when you cling deludedly to the Sakaya Ditti, which is the wrong view with regards to that five area of form and mind, or the so-called personality, the egoic mind, that is the beginning of the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion manifesting because of that Sakaya Ditti, self-delusion. When you cling, the ego personality arise. And from there, all the what they call related suffering born of that Sakaya Ditti manifests. That's why entanglement, the phenomenal world of consciousness and form, has power over living being as long as your Sakaya Ditti is not rooted out. So based on all this understanding, you will come to know why the Buddha need to teach this initial teaching, or we call it the skillful means, expedient way, where this teaching relate to life, existence, suffering. And when he present you with something that is so useful, so beautiful, to let you understand life, liberate your mind to be free of all suffering. That's why the sainthood way has to be taught first. Yeah. But cultivator of the way, they mistaken this initial skillful means teaching as something that they want to quickly realize it and finish up with it. They don't want to have anything else to do with suffering anymore. That's why they fail to comprehend the other two vehicles. It's like after the sound hearer or the sainthood way's teaching, we have the Pachika Buddha's teaching that developed the understanding of the 12-link Paticchasamuppada teaching. Then from there, they move on to the Bodhisattva way that develops the very extensive, pervasive cultivation to develop the very, very extraordinary wisdom and understanding. Means you not only develop the understanding to liberate your mind and free, but you can continue with the cultivation of the Bodhisattva way by continuously arising to cultivate the perfection of all the virtues that are possible, so that you can become a Samasambuddha, so that you have the embodiment of this Samasambuddhahood's quality or virtue that make you unique. And that way is the supreme vehicle way, the ultimate teaching. That's why all this, the Theravada tradition, the other lesser tradition, they cannot comprehend. And most of them don't even want to attempt understanding it or learning it. And some have doubt about that particular teaching. It's like a lot of things that is taught in the Mahayana teaching, they are not in the Theravada teaching. So all this is what is happening in our present world and society within the Buddhist community. That's why it's not easy to teach the Bodhisattva way or the Supreme Vehicle way to the sainthood way cultivator, unless they have good roots. Otherwise, not easy. That's why my vow and my what they call conditioning that bring forth all this understanding, I was like asked to come this line. That's why I become English educated, and I have to learn the Theravada tradition teaching. But my nature already have. That's why as I come, I understand all this very fast. And I realize in our society, English is like the most important language for our planet. And most Theravada tradition, they all are mainly English educated. Yeah. And they find it very difficult to have teachings that can explain the Mahayana teaching. Yeah. And most of them, even Theravada teaching also, they find it very difficult to find the authentic, the genuine one that can transform, bring about actual understanding and transformation. That's why Maitreya 208's nature came and made the request. And because of that, over the past 20 plus years, coming to 21 years of my nature coming out to do the sharing, a lot of things has happened. And all this that is need to be understood has evolved out. Yeah. That's why now you have clear understanding of what the expedient way, the skillful means, the initial teaching of the sainthood way are. And how from there you can actually understand the Mahayana teaching and develop the training. Not difficult, but they are related, one teaching. Except how extensive the training that we go. And to look it from the point of cultivation, I think by now a lot of Kayamitha already had the understanding. If you develop the sainthood way, the first four support, sorry, the four support that I taught you to develop, to help you develop the inner awareness and stabilize it. You only need the first three support to do the sainthood way, where you don't have to use the four support class. To do the sainthood way, to realize Sotapanna-shep, Sakadagami-shep, Anagami, and even until Arahanta-shep, and to free your form and mind from future rebirth, you only need the sainthood way, the first three support. Yeah. And you need to have a glimpse of what cessation is, nibbana. And that's it, finished. But as we all know, if you continue with the training, take the bodhisattva way, then you have to do the fourth support. You need to develop the stability of that inner awareness, then silence everything through the fourth support to locate the gateway to our nature. So those who do the sainthood way, they will not develop the training of the mind to illuminate that nature within, because they don't do the fourth support. And the fourth support is very, very extensive. From there, you can develop a lot of understanding, cultivation, training, and it's like completely a different cultivation, very, very different, but it's worth it because very rewarding. It is worth that cultivation. Although people who don't understand, they think it will take very long. We are talking about eons and eons and eons of cultivation. And when living beings who are not enlightened, who don't have the idea of what this bodhisattva way or the Supreme Way is, they can never fathom that type of cultivation. But to them, it's too long, too long. They really don't want to try. To them, it's like near to impossible. Especially they see the vow, the first basic vow of the Bodhisattva, the vow to take across all the limitless living beings throughout samsara. They will say it must be mad. He said, how can you take across all? But the understanding is not based on mundane thought process and thinking, because that vow is out of love and compassion for you to go this way so that you can continue to take rebirth via the understanding of the Bodhisattva way. And you can come without going through the normal rebirth through avijja. Your rebirth is born of pure consciousness that has love and compassion. And that one, together with your karmic nature, can also bring forth the rebirth process. And the form and mind can still come. And you can develop until you have that understanding and stability. You can choose to come. Yeah. Choose to come means karma got no more power over you to condition or force you to come. When I say you have to come, is the law of karma take effect. Yeah. But when you can choose to come, means you don't have to go through that process of coming, conditioning to avijja. You have the rebirth consciousness, and that rebirth consciousness is manifested automatically upon the last thought moment before a being dies. And that one is called samsaric evolution, the unending birth and death within samsara. You keep on roaming within the whole 31 plane of existence, or sometimes we call it the knower become the traveler in space and time. Is you continuous take rebirth and roam throughout the whole universe. Okay, I think we end here. We mark this page so that we can continue next Tuesday. Okay, I'll mark this page. I think now we'll open up for second session. Second session, I think the last Thursday class, we have Ingbi who's supposed to continue. Ingbi, are you there?
I would like to continue sharing during our Cameron Hirons retreats. Yeah.
Yes.
Because most of the time I was in front of the three great beings, Rupang.
Yeah. So,
in the middle is Sakyamuni Rupang,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then,
yes.
Tijang Wang Pusa, and
yes.
then on the right is Guan Xing Pusa.
Guan Xing Pusa, yes.
Yeah. When I look into them, their facial expression is always smiling.
Correct.
They
yes.
are always smiling.
Yes.
One. So when I look in front, look at them, so indirectly, I'm like kind of influenced by their smiling features.
Sadhu.
So
very good.
Most of the time, I'm quite relaxed. The facial is quite relaxed.
Yeah.
So I could listen attentively to whatever Brother Teo was sharing during the retreat.
That one very good.
And then I can when I listen to the Dharma sharing by Brother Teo, right? I don't know why I have been so many years following the retreat.
Yeah.
And I can how to say, fully absorb inside the Dhamma sharing.
Sadhu.
Fully absorb. But I don't know whether it's a deeper understanding or not. But it's sometimes I can feel my eyes are growing bigger.
Like glow.
The eyes part, first time hearing it like that.
Sadhu,
like never
sadhu.
Have enough of the Dhamma. like absorbing, like keep
I know,
absorbing.
I know. Like your whole being together with your physical is drawing it. There's a lot of joy.
Besides absorbing the Dhamma, at the same time, internally,
move.
Understand.
A lot of movement.
Understand that Brother Teo is using today's Dhamma sharing of this
Mianhua Jing, yes.
Brother Teo is using very great skillful means also. Whenever there are question posed, when Brother Teo was answering it, I can learning how to capture the answering part, the skillfulness of how to answer certain questions
sadhu.
according to individual.
Rejoice. This is your parami. This one will transform you later on when you come out to share. You will become very, very good. But these are what they call those who really go the bodhisattva way. When you reach certain phase of cultivation, you can pick up all this one. This is what we call the extensive understanding when you develop the cultivation. Then when you read the scripture or what, if you are a cultivator, that's why when I read this, sometimes the English translation may not be correct, but I will know what this sutta is and how it is to be emphasized. That's why my nature's skill is enable to extract all this and expand on it. If you were to go through all those commentary that last time I used, even the Ziji, Zhenyan Fasi, and also mainly Xuanhua, Master Xuanhua, Xuanhua Shangren, their commentary actually is a very good guide, but to expand on it is not easy one. To have the understanding to explain it is not easy one. That's why for you can see that and develop the understanding and joy to absorb it. It's very beautiful. It means meant to be. That's why this year you appear very different. Your understanding has developed further, much, much further. Very good, Sadhu, Amy.
Sadhu, right?
Yeah, Sadhu. Yeah.
Besides, one of the when I met you in the corridor, remember I
Ah,
was telling you,
yeah.
right? This year, it is very beneficial and very deep, very deeper understanding
Yeah,
like
very deep
that.
penetration.
I don't know whether it's penetration, but
No, it's
in that.
penetration. Yeah, from the heart, go in on mind to mind. It go in on.
Oh. Because it, I can like catch Bertio when answering certain questions,
Yeah, sadhu, yes.
not only during that particular moment when you answer, when you come to other Dharma sharing, you
Yes.
can still come up with an answer to answer the previous question.
Correct,
Because
sadhu.
it is like not only one-to-one answering, question
Correct.
answering,
To
when you
many,
go to
many
other topics,
cultivator.
you can come back and answer the question with a more deeper,
Yeah,
profound way.
understanding.
I don't know whether the questioner understand that you are giving the answer at the other moment also, but I can feel that the answering is to answer the previous question
You can
also.
sense it, which is correct, because this is to expand all the understanding. Even new people also used to tell me they feel that a lot of the questions they want to ask after they attend the retreat and session, like a lot of the questions has been answered. Means all the answer that they seek, if they listen attentively, they really find the answer there or no. It's like what I used to tell Kayamita is that initially they come, a lot of question one. Like last night, Yun Chan, they all come, I remember, even Chui, they all come. A lot of question one. Then later on, as you cultivate, you will realize, you have less and less question, more and more understanding. And this is how it will transform. Then when you continue to cultivate and you listen attentively, later from the heart, the transformation of understanding inside, through the wisdom energies vibration that go through the mind to mind see one, it's totally different or no. You listen from the heart or no. And sometimes no need to listen from the brain also. You like silent and let the vibration go in. It's actually in already. Then by the time you come out, then somehow you may not, without you knowing it, the same Dhamma that I spoke, you listen again through the audio or the video, or sometimes you read the transcript. It's like, eh? How come suddenly you understand it so differently? It's no longer like before, where the understanding is mainly like Song Wenru, superficial knowledge, and maybe deeper a bit deeper. Then as you develop clearer understanding and more stability of daily mindfulness and the inner awareness nature, as you move the internal transformation, your heart area, your understanding transform, become different. Then you can like understand a lot of what I share more and more clearly and deeper. No, it's like, wow, like the Dhamma sharing is so beautiful. Then like what you encounter, it is like very well, like phrase. The skillful means that used to explain and develop the overall extensive understanding, all this will come out. That's why you are the first to tell me this, because I have been sharing this way for quite long already. And this is actually an understanding that evolved out of the extensive cultivation. Otherwise, this type of teaching cannot come out. This type of explanation cannot come out. And especially for the English speaking cultivator, because this Maya teaching to use English is not easy. Sometimes I have to go and find the term now to introduce, like specific phenomenal awareness, spacious awareness without a center, then the pure awareness, nature, obviously. Then when it comes to like cultivation, a lot of new words I have to come out with it. Because we don't have that type of Mandarin to actually allow us to actually coin the words. But good enough, because this type of sharing must come from the nature within, from cultivator, the way they have actually done it. Otherwise, not easy. Very good. Salute to you, Amy.
It's not only very skillful and profound, but make easy, very
Ah,
direct
make
and easily
simple.
understood.
Yes, very easily understood. Related to life. And that one is very important. A lot of people tell me, very relevant. Even the AI also mentioned, is very practical. It's not something like cannot be done on. Because after I explain, it's like everything makes simple and very easy to comprehend, and it can be done. That's why a lot of cultivator, if you listen attentively, you have faith, you can progress. In fact, this particular retreat, the last one, a lot of those who attend, they progress actually. Then the energy now is different again, you know, the Kayamita force. Even this Tuesday class. Nowadays, they're sitting after the retreat, the last one and this one. Immediately, the whole session has stillness on. The whole mind doesn't move on. Which means a lot of the Kayamita cultivator can do it. Otherwise, I won't feel this type of movement and energy on my state on. Because my nature can detect and it can know. Then when it's around cultivator that has that type of ability, it will know one. That's why it's very different. Very good. Anyway, satu.
Mahasadu to Tuesday class.
Yeah, to
People who attend.
all
Sadu.
our Kayamita, because we created the causal same condition for all this sharing to be possible. And it's meant to be. That's why develop the faith and really strive on with heedfulness. Especially the last Vesak. The message is very beautiful, very important. And after the last retreat, a lot of you all can develop the progress and understanding. But nowadays, I realize the awareness-based meditation with the Four Sampada can be understood so much easier. Especially with the last three books, the latest one that came out after I shared the retreat. The whole thing become like very easy to understand and develop the faith to go in and develop the cultivation, and a lot of them progress and able to and that type of result, which a lot of cultivator who do thought-based never dream of experiencing it on Canon. Even that day at the Thursday class, I remember that Brother Wong, he developed the sharing. Oh, even at the retreat also, the progress was fantastic. And after that class, Pamasri tell Brother Wong, he said, "Wow, you all new people have progressed so far. She's so long already, also cannot develop the understanding to progress so far." That's why all this is happening. You know why? Well, the one that come recently, they have their path on. They are serious on. They are looking for this type of thing on. And despite their earlier karmic conditioning that caused them to learn other type of practice and other thing, especially Brother Wong, he Theravada tradition, that one very long, you know. And he's really, I think, long, many years already. But because he's so sincere and he really wants to do it, he is still among us. The Wong Chan Man. He really attentively listen, and he really do. He ask very good question. Yeah, all those questions points towards a very clear message on somebody that is serious. Otherwise, they cannot ask it. And it so happened, got conditioned. I answer the way, like you come to know. The skillful means, meant for him to understand or not, and he go back and he did it. That's why after the retreat, he become very different. And all the understanding, he will progress very fast, because he already able to. You were on the Thursday class, Amy. Last Thursday class.
Yes, I was.
Ah, you heard his reporting. Now he's
Yeah, please listen.
Anapanasati, with
Yes.
the awareness. When he draw, he can know at the heart area there are 2 points where the nature's energy can go in. But he hasn't detected the gateway, and yet he can actually realize that, which is very good. Then later on, he went down to the navel, the Dantian, that pulling, that movement already moved. He will progress very fast if he continue to develop the religious routine. He very serious about the cultivation, the Bodhisattva way. After he took the Bodhisattva vow, every morning he was there. Then the daily religious routine, don't stop. No, he do with it. That's why he progressed very far. And now his awareness, very clear. No, that's why his Anapanasati, his mindfulness, his awareness, daily mindfulness, all stabilized very far. And that is the real progress, and you can see, and he full of joy. Then he can see the big difference. Last time he did the thought base, and now this awareness base are completely different. And that nature inside, the tranquility, the stillness, all this, and it can happen, to somebody so new. And I think, all in all, he came to our class less than 3 months. Or coming to 3 months at most. And yet he can progress so fast, which is very good. Sadhu. Okay, Amy, continue.
I think, oh, another thing is regarding when Brother mentioned the last three books, especially the Path to Nirvana. I also have the same feeling like Sister Po Ching, we
Wow,
kind of
Sadhu.
discussed during the bus journey home, because the book Path to Nirvana was kind of transcribed by both Sister Po Ching and myself. I also feel the same that when Sister Man Yuan read through on behalf of us, when I go through the book, like I never read before, like
Yeah, it's like new to you.
a new to
Pristine,
me.
yeah, pristine, very beautiful. Yeah,
Yes.
The Dhamma has stand up very clear now. Sadhu.
Yeah, because Sister Po Ching also mentioned that I call that never read before, but actually both of us were
Yeah,
transcribing
you
it.
all were doing the transcript. Because that time when you do the transcript, you don't have that, what they call nature's understanding to actually comprehend the deeper part. But after that book came out, then you all, with your training, your cultivation, everything, then the retreat, the whole thing become different. That's why every time I share these three books, you all pay attention, you will go in on. And your understanding become very different. Even that book, what is the difference between awareness and consciousness? A lot of very penetrative Dhamma there. That one I remember it was Amy who answered the question, what is the difference between awareness and consciousness? Then he said, I will try. I said, no need, you just say what you understand. Sure, correct one. And really, it came out beautiful. That's why from there, when people can understand that, means you understand the two mind. The true mind that is capable of being aware without thought. Otherwise, you cannot understand the cultivation one. That's why that book, difference between awareness and consciousness. A lot of people go and listen. The audience, I think, if I'm not wrong, is 3,000 plus. Normally, this type of Dhamma video to even hit 1,000 is very rare, very rare. But that one, a lot of people go and listen. And most of them, I don't know them. They are from all over the world. Then there were some very good, you call it, comments, where they reply back. So all this is like, meant to be. That's why I told Jinhao that time. I said, when all these books come out and the short video come out, a lot of people will benefit. They will gain the understanding and they will transform very fast. This last three books is very important. That's why every retreat, I think the last retreat was the second time I go through it. And we went through all of them complete. So, as the cultivation continue, next retreat you all listen again, it will be even more beautiful. And these are all like very rare Dhamma understanding that is very penetrative. And like what you share, it's like you haven't heard before on this type of Dhamma. It's like new to you. That's why everything is pristine when you listen to it from that nature. And it's like so beautiful, so new. Then nothing is like from the memory anymore. No more. You just listen attentively. And that message, that Dhamma understanding, it just go in. And when it go in, the heart, the nature that receive it will understand one. Then it become like so beautiful. It's like you haven't read it before. How come it's like that? That is the power of the Buddha Dhamma. That's why as you develop the understanding, your nature actually transform. As your nature transform, all this understanding that goes in also transform. And later on, when the time is already, you all will know. Suddenly, like you all realize, now you can explain things, you can share things, and it's like very easy one. It's like no day memory, nothing one. Day to day, living, you can use the day to day living understanding to actually explain to living being, so that they can understand the uniqueness of the Buddha Dhamma. That's why I realized over the years, when people came to talk to me, I can put it in such a way that they can understand, relate to life and all those things. And to cultivate now, they can penetrate very fast if they really have the past and they have developed their inner awareness within, then they can pick it up very fast. Very good English, Adele.
Yeah, thank you so much, Radio. I sincerely feel very grateful to Brother Teo's Dharma sharing all this while that really benefit this nature of mine and all the others who listen to it.
Sadhu,
And I also very grateful that I have this karma affinity with the triple gem, the Buddha, the Dharma, and Sangha.
Let
So
us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good.
I also wish to thank the main committees who grant this retreat, especially Sister Padmasuri, Brother Sultan, Sister Sui, and Brother Jin Hao, and the rest of the, without the supports of the committee and the participants, that especially to Brother Teo, our teacher. Without all these causes and conditions, there won't be any retreat at all.
It
I'm
cannot
very
arise.
grateful.
It cannot arise, yes. And also our Kayametta Swarami, because we supported Sampao Si, and now Fajan Sipu and all the Tengchiong Sipu, the even the kitchen people, the helper, they like us actually. They can see we are different. And they can also sense our nature there. Every year is different, especially for Chansu, even though. Then this year it's also exceptional because the chanting there are very long. A few of the chanting, I think, because of the what, one is Wenshu Pusa's, don't know what, is it birthday or what? Then the other one is the Chu Yi one, the chanting whole day almost. And a lot of they got the Fa Hui, where the outside people come, then they do the chanting at the Ti Chang Wang Pusa there. So this year, those who go down morning chanting, you also benefit from all the good vibration that they develop. Very good. Anything else to add, Amy?
Last not least, I would like to ask for forgiveness from Radio and all the participants in the retreat. If through bodily action, speech, or thought, if I have done anything wrong, please forgive this nature of mine. Thank you very much,
Sadhu,
Radio.
sadhu, sadhu.
That's all, Radio, that I would like
Okay.
to share.
Hello. Virtue, good evening.
Sadhu.
Mrs. Stu and all Kalamita. Virtue, 其实我想分享，最近很多的那个 mantra come to me。
哇，sadhu，自己来的，
是的，
哇，sadhu，
我回来的时候嘞，那两天就是 Om Mani Padme Hum，
哦，
然
算
后
的。
after that 嘞，今天就是那个绿度母心咒
哦，
，which。我之前很多年前听过
听
的，
过了。
然后他就来了，然后我就问这个绿度母是到底是谁呀、我就去 Google，原来他也是一个很慈悲活佛，然后他手上那个莲花就是要，怎么说，就是希望众生离苦得乐，他手上
哇，
有一个
刷掉，
莲花的。然后我一看了那个之后，我的心里面就哇，很多的 compassion。
刷
然
掉，
后
刷
一
掉，
来的时候，我就不能 control，就好像那个心咒一直在动，那个 compassion 一直在走。然
他自
后，
己在里面
对，
念，
可是这一切，我就是好几年前，maybe 7、8年前听过他的那个心咒，然后就这样子，就是接着这样，好
哇，
像。
杀掉，杀掉！
就是我一来，你看我就躺下
躺
去
在那
了，我
边
都有
的，
点
我看
灰
到
心，
啊，
因为他就是那个心咒一直在转，一直在
哇，
转，
杀
我
掉！
就去躺了，然后我出来，我整个人就好像不一样
不一
了，
样
我就不一
啊，
样，
不一样。
就里面，该我可以 feel 到我整个人很 still，很不一样的，就里面在做
对
工一
对
样，
对对对，杀掉，杀掉。
所以，而且我在看莲花的 understanding 也不一样。
Yeah,
就是我家的那
definitely
颗
不一
莲
样的
花，以前是出污泥而不染，现在的又是另外一个层次。
啥
其
都。
实这个就是一个 message 给众生
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
要修行。那个圆融天下就是天下就是众生，
对，
而我的 understanding 那个天下是很 profound
Yeah,
的那种。
very, very much,
就
very
啊
profound,
就而且我在大智度论里面也看到一个 verse，我今天早上我也跟他送在分享
啥
，It's
都。
so beautiful。他的意思就是说，如果我们就是佛的力量给予我们一点点，我们没有不成的事，
对，
就是什么
啥
都
都。
能够。所以我借着这个机会跟大家分享我们的被。这个佛的力给予我
Very
们，
important.
我们真的能够走上去。因为你看，我最近我真的不懂，他就是一个一个一个这样来。然后我
对。
的那个 compassion，you know, like 哇，it's like getting
Keep
more and
on
more, like
expanding,
more and more, keep
grow,
on expanding。好像我
and
该
grow. 对。
啊，该我在躺着的时候，我可以听到我这边一直开，一直开，一直开这样子。所以
啥都啥都，
感恩。我
很
真
好
的
很
很
好，
感恩
也
的，
好感
就
恩佛菩
对
萨
佛菩
说，
萨，真的，因为
他们的咒啊
对
，actually can help you. It
对，
have affinity. That's why they need to wait for the timing when she is ready, especially after this retreat. Because you remember, she was the one that asked you all to recite the Chanti Pusa, Chanti Song, the mantra. And after that, come back, a lot of this mantra came to her. Yes, her cultivation is to the affinity with great things. And this I, the Bodhisattva way, the young God, I actually taught that thing. And when he started to use that as the what they call understanding, then she go and develop affinity with a lot of great things. Then whatever that has affinity on when she is ready, the mantra, the so-called chanting, all will come to her. Like in the early days, even Isam Pusawa. That time she don't even know who are these great beings. Yeah? He just came out of the depression and just recovered. That's why don't have to worry one. Initially, like you gong gong, don't know anything. Even like pushing me, don't worry. When the time come, when you transform, you not only will know all these great beings that have affinity in you, they can actually come and help. And their mantra, their chanting, their power, they will come. Even during the early day, remember, Amitabha, Kwan, all this mantra come. Then the chanting also come. And whenever this nature, during the silent meditation, the understanding will unfold. And even when Guang Xing Lao San, just through the cassette tape in the early, I think 80s, the chanting, there was Amitabha chanting at the background. And the Amitabha was so clear, so vivid, until I constantly listen, then it just go in. Then, of course, with that clarity, with that understanding, the sharing by Guang Xing Lao San all become very clear. That's why I can have the joy to rejoice with all the profound sharing that you have. And that time, I was having this understanding. Actually, got people who understand this type of teaching. This type of teaching, not only I understand, there are monks who also understand. That's why when they share, it's very different. And when the sutta, the very profound stanza come out, when my nature hear it, immediately it know, it understand. Like the Surangama Sutta. The moment I read that statement, perception of form is consciousness, whereas it's non-perception arisa, my nature actually arise a lot of joy. I say, God, people understand in the world. But the sutta also know how to recite it. Well, at first I thought only my nature, I saw it, that's why I can understand. Then when I saw it in the Surangama Sutta, I said, this is it. That's why that sutta is very profound and is linked to the 50 Divine Samadhi and all this thing. Very good. And how sadhu.
Radio, actually, we talk about Surangama Sutra. Actually, 我也有读过一段，他就是说，就是你那个悲心啊，好像每次就很很怎么样讲，很像很想帮人或者什么的。但是那个是不是的？
不是菩提心
态
的。
所以我是想分享这个，让大家也静静的去 pick up 一个你认为你听了非常喜欢的一个 mantra 啊，你就 go for it。因为我个人我很喜欢听那个 mantra， 因为 I mean 以前我好几年前就是 like 刚刚我开始跟 Bradio 学的时候，就有开经常有听 Bradio 的 talk，and 有些多余的时间我在做工的时候还是什么，我就会 play 那个 mantra，you know。这个 Green Dara Mantra 我真的是很久很久
没有听过
没有接触到了的，但是今天啊，这个，然后我又会起来啊，谷歌一下谁到底这个是
？Sorry.
I mean 我知道他是谁，但是我不知道他的 deeper 的 understanding about
cultivation,
这个对，他也是一个很慈悲的，所以 maybe 这个就是我的功课。我要走的这个 path 就是这样子。怎样说？就是有 faith， 我们要有 faith， 对于佛菩萨要有 faith。因为除他们，因为 Brad 就每天以前告诉我，我也不明白。他说Brad 就每天说，哦，那些佛菩萨 ever ready， you know， 等着
ready,
，you know， are ready thing， 等着
for the
我们
cultivator
yes。
the way。
其实我当下不明白，现在我终于明白，因为我们当我们 ready， 我们跟它相应的时候，
它的 nature 会 manifest。
对，就是
不要，它不是一个人那个，它是它
的
nature，
就它的愿
力，
所以我们
的愿
跟它的愿相应的时候对，所以我能够 at this moment 我能理解的就是这样。所以我们在某某 sutra say， 说维摩居士，怎么 serve 多少多少个千万亿佛？其实真的是，我们是处我们的愿罢了，而不是从我们身体力行的去一个一个一个个。所以很感恩 Radio， 阿弥陀佛，我想分享的就是这一点点了。感恩 Radio， 阿弥陀佛。
That's why the Adhidhana, that parami, very important. You know how to make use of it and evolve it. It is very powerful. That's why I realized after I perfected that part of me, my nature become very different. I progress very fast and I know how to make use of that. That's why when I come, I teach a lot based on that Adhidhana means understanding. And from there, it evolved a whole understanding of the 10 perfection. That's why when I share the 10 perfection, I share it differently. From the four basic vow, all the perfection can be developed. And as you cultivate, as you develop the understanding, each and every of the 10 perfection, they are actually interpenetrative and supporting each other. And they are really perfect, pure virtue. That Bodhisattva really need to develop the understanding and perfection to make you into what they call have that nature to become a Samasambuddha. That's why with more and more of this cultivated other way coming out to develop the understanding, and from the understanding, more and more people share, the faith become very different. And it can encourage more and more Kahimita to diligently cultivate. You only need three things, not difficult. You must have the faith, sadhana, then sincerity to go this way, because you know through or cultivation, who the Buddha is and how unique this teaching is, and especially the Bodhisattva way, so rewarding. And because of that, you only need to persevere. No matter what happens, just do cultivate. Then it will come on out. Then when it come on, it will hit a stage of cultivation where you will never regress, right? You know this is it. Because not only you alone know, all the great beings are there to support you. And you can progress very far. And you support back all the others that have affinity. That's why this way is a most beautiful and most perfect way that cultivator of the way cannot really imagine or understand unless you go this way. That's why I now able to explain more and more and share more and more of this is where more Kayamita has developed the understanding and progress. And even from our recent retreat, you already witnessed how all this mantra and chanting of great beings benefited the Kayamitas and cultivated all the way. Sometimes you may think that it's like fairy tale, the great beings, nature, they talk to you. No, nothing to do with fairy tale. It really happened in real life. Because this is what the spiritual world is. It's not the world of the thought. The thought cannot understand. There's like a lot of things that happen. Initially, you will come to know your thought cannot understand. Your thought is basically memory, this life. Whereas your nature carries with you all the past, especially your spiritual nature. But the spiritual nature you can only inherit after you connect. Before you connect, you cannot inherit anything. It will just maybe support you through certain vows that you have made and other things. But for that spiritual nature to come back to your nature, to let you inherit the understanding, you must develop the ability to stabilize the awareness nature, then slowly, slowly, this thing will come back. But the fastest is after you develop the ability to connect to the gateway. And from there, when we go in, I realized after that, 1989, after 9 months, my Monday mind collapsed, I inherited everything. Come back. That's why my nature developed the understanding. And like I tell you, a lot of the things that I understand, I never learned this life. But this life, even a lot of my teacher, the guide, they never teach me this type of thing. They only help me in certain aspect of cultivation. Like my last guide, nothing to do with Dhamma. Like he know the gateway. And his purpose is to show me where the thing is. And from nowhere, New Zealand, finally he will come all the way to meet me. Not I go and see him. That's why it will cause things to arise because of my very unique miscellaneous vow. And it causes things to arise. That's why when you have this understanding, when you cultivate, you become very different. Also, Jinawa, just now Po Chen got a message.
Yeah, Sadhu, Sadhu, he did show.
Very good. You show it out. When Alicia was sharing, he said, Sadhu, thumbs up. Then Sadhu, 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 then love at the end. Rejoice, Po Chen, Sadhu. Okay, we better end. 10:34 already. Let us rejoice with all the good sharing. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then we will share merit and trust. Oh, another message from Brother Wong. Mahasadhu, and thank you, Brother, for your guidance and mentoring. Good night. Okay, good. So we start our sharing by sharing all these merits with all beings, starting with the Devas. Akasatachirabhumata. Devanagamahindika Punyatang Anumoditwa Chirang Vakkantu Loka Sasana. Itāvatācāmehi sampadam puñña sampadam sabbe deva anumodantu sabbasampati siddhiya idam me ñātinam hotu sukhitā hontu ñātayo idam me ñātinam hotu sukhitā hontu ñātayo Idam me ñātinam hotu sukhitā hontu ñātayo Devo asatkālena sasampatihetoja Pito bhavatu lokoja Raja bhavatu dhammiko Imena puñyam kamena Mame bala samagamo Satang samagamo hotu yava nivana bhatiya sadhu Okay, you all can pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Panyabodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Let me end. Thank you so much for participating. Sadhu.